أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لولا جاءوا عليه بأربعة شهداء فإذ لم يأتوا بالشهداء فأولئك عند الله هم الكاذبون. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته في الدنيا والآخرة لمسكم فيما أفضتم فيه عذاب عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. Beginning with ayah number 13 of Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to speak about the circumstances and the situation with regards to the slander against our mother, Hazrat Siddiqa, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The ayat before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed those who heard the slanderous affair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them that when they had heard it, then the believing men and the believing women should have had nothing but good thoughts with regards to themselves. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had directed us, insofar as our thoughts were concerned, that having good thoughts about another Muslim, another believing male or female, is in actual fact having good thoughts about ourselves. Having ill and evil thoughts about others results in having ill and evil thoughts about ourselves, that we had discussed. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses those that had begun the scandal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوْلَا جَاءُوا عَلَيْهِ بِأَرُبَعَةِ شُهَدَاءَ, that why did they not bring upon this matter four witnesses? فَإِذْ لَمْ يَأْتُوا بِالشُّهَدَاءَ, if they did not bring the four witnesses, فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ, then in the eyes and in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the liars. There are several issues with regards to this ayah that we need to understand. One is this, that if it is with regards to the actual incident of Siddiqa Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, then definitely those munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, he had created the scandal against Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he would have never been able to bring about the four witnesses, and hence definitely he was a liar insofar as that particular scandal was concerned. If we take the ayat and we apply it in other incidents, or if a person had seen someone committing zina, and let us assume that that person was 100% truthful in seeing the zina in itself, but obviously he could not produce other witnesses because there were no other witnesses, then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, فَأُولَٰئِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْكَاذِبُونَ, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such people are liars. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually giving us some very great lessons. The first lesson is this, that when a person sees the actual zina being committed and he is an individual, he is one person, or maybe two, or maybe even three, but they cannot produce the four witnesses, then in the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they should not bring this matter up to the qazi, to the Islamic judge, or to the Islamic hukumat, because they will not be able to produce that fourth witness, and they will be regarded in the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as liars, and hence they will be then lashed, the 80 lashes, for qadhaf, and that is for leveling an allegation, an accusation against another believer. The other very important aspect here is that when one knows that one cannot produce the four witnesses, then there is no point in taking this matter further to an Islamic law and an Islamic court. Because the whole issue and the whole idea of speaking about a sin of another person is to create islah and reformation. Here when one knows that one cannot produce the fourth witness, and then one goes to an Islamic court, then definitely there is no intention of reformation in the heart of that individual. So this leaves us with a very, very important lesson, that when we see some sin being committed by another believing male or female, then if we have to speak about it, we need to ask ourselves the very important question, why am I doing this? Why am I speaking about it? Is my intention islah, that is reformation, reformation for the individual that is committing the sin, or am I creating a form of corruption, corrupting my community and society by speaking about this and creating a scandal about someone else. And this is the more important aspect with regards to the ayah, especially in our times, that we see people committing sins. So what we need to do at that particular time? If we are in a position of stopping that individual, we might as well speak to the person in the most beautiful of ways. But if we cannot do that, then why do we speak about the sin when we know that we are going to create corruption and create scandal and obviously belittle another believing male or female? In the next ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. If it were not for the grace, the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, and also the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzat upon you, fi dunya wal akhirah, in this material world and the hereafter, lamassakum fi ma afadtum fihi azabun azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then they would have befallen you a great calamity from the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this propaganda. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about the other issues, that those that had created the scandal, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wished, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have destroyed them in this material world. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not do that, because the general norm and practice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to give respite, to give a chance for one to make tawbah and sincerely seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it was an infringement on the right of others, then we seek forgiveness and pardon from those those persons. Here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to those who heard the scandal, and despite the fact that they were great personalities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also making reference to them, that if Allah ta'ala so wished and desired, that when they spoke about an incident about which they had no knowledge, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so willed and Allah so desired, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have destroyed them by a great calamity, by a great azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But the fadl and the grace of Allah is such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us respite. Allah gives us the chance to make tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the chance to seek pardon, to reform ourselves, and then become obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions His grace, that this ummah of Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, notwithstanding the ills, the wrongs, the sins that we commit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not destroy us like how Allah had destroyed the people of the past. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.